Welcome to Say It's Lit, the one and only podcast embracing queer narratives, where every topic is fair game. Get ready for some serious sass and juicy insights into everything queer. I'm your unfiltered host, Matticus, and I'm about to plunge into the unheard stories of the vibrant queer and ally communities. So hold on tight, because we're not just breaking the silence, we're obliterating it. Ready, set, slay. Hello, is it me you're looking for?
Is that how it goes?
Are you a singer?
No, I'm not. My 23andMe actually says that I can't sing. I don't know if you believe in that.
You're 23andMe.
Have you done that test before?
I did one of those tests. Isn't there other ones besides that? 23andMe?
Yeah, but does that like invalidate 23andMe?
No. Maybe it was 23andMe. I don't remember what it was. This was years ago. It just said, you are 100% that bitch.
It did?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay,
they're validation.
Obviously not testing for real then, right? Fake news! We've got the crown jewel of Drag Race All-Stars 4 with us. None other than the iconic, the ravishing, the unbeatable Trinity the Tuck. Girl,
how are you? I'm wonderful. That was a mouthful.
It was, right? It was kind of hard to read.
But you wear glasses, though. I think I saw in your car you had on glasses, and now
I wore them. I wore them in privacy. Yeah, I'm actually embarrassed to wear them in public.
Why? They were cute.
Because I just don't think that, like, people think that I'm really mean in public. And I was like, I just can't see you, baby. I can't see you. Like, why don't you say hello? Like, I can't see that far away.
Nerds are,
like,
hot.
Right here, you know. Oh, so I'd be a nerd if I wore glasses?
Yes.
Are these
a hot nerd? I just said hot. I said it was.
Now I'm like a fetish. Like,
you are a fetish.
You're kind of nerdy. It's cute. Nerdy. So you're doing good. You do have a really cute outfit before. I've seen this. This has been worn before, though, so I'm a little offended. But it is. It's beautiful.
Okay. Well, I'm in this, and you've seen it before, but you are in Banana Republic, so I don't want to hear it.
This is actually from Europe.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Well, I'm from Europe. My ancestors.
Me too. Yeah. As we said, 23andMe. Yeah. Very cute. No, this is one of my, like, favorite shirts. They're like, where'd you get it?
It's
like,
cute.
I was like, I don't know, TJ Maxx or something. Okay. I hope you brought your tea sipping mug. I think we have some bottled water. Thank you to the studio. Thank you to the studio. Thank you to my man.
He was kind of hot.
He was kind of hot, right?
Yeah, I know. Like, serial killer kind of vibe. I was like,
yeah.
This parking lot was totally giving...
serial killer.
Yeah, it was like... What's going to happen on the ID channel today?
So I went back out to, like, get something out of my bag, and we were locked in, you know, so I was like...
Oh, yeah. He locked the door. I told him, I said, don't kill us.
Yeah. And that's going to stop him, right?
And he laughed.
Yeah. That's
that's how it always begins.
I won't do it. I promise. And I'll let you finish your episode. He's got to collect his payment.
He's got to get his money first.
Get your dollars, baby. Get your dollars. All right. The idea here is to be as open, as honest as possible. We'll see how good you're at it, you know?
I'm very open.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did say you were bottom earlier. Yeah.
Wow. I never said that. I am a dom top.
Yeah? It says, like, you know, you're like DP open bottom over here. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, so that's actually the first question. Are you top, bottom, burst? Like, what do you actually think that you are?
Okay, so I think...
Still a challenge.
It's obvious that I have a juicy booty, so definitely a top. No, most of the time a bottom. I could top.
Yeah.
Though. Yeah.
Yeah, if you have to. Yeah. In a crisis.
Trinity the Untucked.
You thought about that. Okay, I like that. I was like, don't you hate it when you meet a top that has, like, the juicy butt, and you're like, what?
No, I don't.
Oh, wait.
I love
it. Yeah, sorry.
That's my... I might be a bottom, but I love to eat ass.
Yeah. Okay.
So that is what I prefer. Although my boyfriend has no butt. But that's okay, because he has a massive,
yeah, you
know, personality.
That was a good personality.
I love the deep.
Have you named it?
Huh?
Have you named it?
Oh, no. I don't need to name it.
Oh, you're not even that close. Not that friend.
Oh, it's been very close, mm-hmm, to me.
Yeah.
He loves it.
I'm sure you guys have been together for a minute, right? How long you been together?
Right at 2 years. Last month was our 2 year anniversary.
2 years. And what did you do for your anniversary?
I was out of the country. So we were, you know, we said hi through text.
Oh, not even FaceTime.
No. Only FaceTime like 3 times while I was gone. You know, 2 years in a gay relationship is like 50 years in a normal relationship. So at this point, you know.
Do you guys agree? I don't know. I feel like you have to make it to year 7 to, like, be something.
Seven?
Yeah.
I've never had a relationship that was that long.
Obviously. My dogs. Yes. I have some dogs that are there.
I saw your puppy page. You guys got to follow the puppy page. What is it called?
Fur Baby Gang.
Fur Babies. I didn't think that was real. I was like, this has been gone for a minute.
Yeah, no, yeah, it's real. Cute. They're cute. Aren't they cute?
Yeah, he might follow you back. Yeah. Probably not. I was kidding. Okay, tell me, what's an irresistible red flag in a man that just turns you on?
An irresistible red flag.
Yeah, you know it's bad for you to be like, I want it.
I think when he has a country accent, not a gay person with a country accent, just a straight man with a country accent, you already know he has no communication skills.
Yeah.
Can barely spell.
Okay.
Probably has a huge penis. And probably voted Republican.
Yeah. Yeah, corn-fed Republican boy.
Yeah, I mean, they're only good for one thing.
What's it sound like? Just give us an example.
What does he sound like?
Yeah, what's
won't you suck it? Won't you come over here and suck it?
He sounds pretty old.
Well, a deep voice sounds old to you?
I don't know.
I know you like the sissy, so it'd be like, won't you come suck it, daddy?
No, I think when I blow, like, my boyfriend, like, he thinks I'm a little bitch. He's like, oh, you're sucking my dick? You're a pussy.
Oh, you don't?
So it doesn't happen. I would like to, you know, but then I'm not going to get demeaned by my little bottom.
Oh, wow. You have to be even a dumb top while you're sucking dick.
Yeah, all the time, you know? Okay. Got to be in charge here. Yeah.
Sit back and relax.
Sit back and take it. Blah. I think I made him top me one time, and he was, like, crying. He's like, no,
he was crying?
It felt that way, yeah. Aww. I felt brown. Okay. Imagine you're out of the club. You're in full Trinity glory. How do you signal a guy that you're vibing with him? And they, you know.
While I'm in drag? Absolutely not at all.
Why?
I'm just not sexually into anything with drag. I think I've done stuff sexually in drag twice, and I've done drag for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So twice in 20 years.
Okay.
And it just doesn't, it's gross. Drag is gross.
Yeah.
It's like, think of yourself in like a full body prosthetic. Is that sexy? No. No, it's not.
Probably not, yeah.
No, slimy, gross, sweaty.
But is that
my dick is like taped to my ass crack for hours. So it's not tasty.
Guys are really into that though. Like,
I'm not into guys that are into that.
Like chasing the drag queens. Nope. They're like, hey, what's up?
Nope.
Yeah. You just don't entertain it? How do you shut it down?
Meet me outside after I've, you know, drag showered and all that.
So I'm coming up to you right now. I'm at the show. I'm like, hey, you're fire right now. Like, what are you doing later? You're going to be like, what are you going to say?
You can follow me on Instagram.
You know, slide the DMs later. Like, how long are you here? Okay. Damn.
Thanks for coming to my show,
thanks
sweetie.
Thanks for coming. I counted the tips you gave me. Wasn't enough? So.
I usually give my tips away now.
Oh, really?
I do.
To who? The person that holds the tips?
No, to like local queens in the show.
Oh, that's so sweet of you.
I don't do it all the time because I don't want people to like expect it, but I think that's super important.
Yeah.
To, like, support the local drag, because I was a local queen for many years and they don't get paid what they should be getting paid.
That's right.
So.
Do you know what the appearance fee is these days?
Not a lot.
Yes.
Oh, for mine?
No.
Oh, like for a local queen. Local. I don't know. You know?
I do, yeah, of course.
Okay, well, what is it?
I want to hear what you think it is.
Well, I already know. I have a ton of friends that are...
Okay, what is it here?
Literally, anywhere from like $50. Yeah. Sometimes they'll be asked to do it for free.
Yeah.
To, you know, less than $200. That's not sustainable. Wow. Not when you have to buy wigs and costumes.
I thought you're supposed to be making money, right?
Right. That's when they will be like, yeah, you can talk to me, daddy, while I'm in drag. Right. I need a fee.
You're pretty nice. I don't...
Don't... Yeah. Say that. You're going to ruin my reputation.
Yeah. You gave me like a, what is it? A Cynthia Von Dehn moment just for a second.
Oh, yeah? It's me, Amores. Mr. Amores. It's cuckoo. I love her. I so enjoyed having her on season 9 with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's
so
real
fun. She's very real.
Yeah.
She's going on tour all the time, right?
Yeah, we're friends.
Yeah.
She's going on tour now. I think, I forget what it's like, Qua or something. Or,
Qua.
Or,
what is that?
I don't know. I literally just commented on it before we got here.
But Qua.
It's all of December. And she's
that's the name of the tour? Qua?
Something. It's like, it starts with a Q. And there's a U and A in there.
Wow. As a Caucasian, you just made up a Spanish name? Qua.
Yeah, and it's like blue and pink in color, so that's how I can remember. Aww. That's as far as I can go.
I love Cynthia.
Yeah, she's
and
great.
And she's from Austin, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. But like I was saying, like even when she's on RuPaul, she came in as a boy. You have no idea who she was. You come out and drag, and like they're like, oh, I don't know.
You don't know who she is. What do you mean?
I know who she is, but she comes out as a boy. Like, people don't recognize her.
Absolutely, she looks exactly the same. And she has a huge ass, too. There's no mistake. Yes, and her voice, yes. There's no mistaking that. She cannot hide that. What are you talking about? Don't be lying on her behalf.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, from my personal perspective, you can't correct me like that. Like, no, you knew her. She was.
No, you knew her. And if you didn't know her, what kind of fan were you?
Well, I was, like, that's a long time ago, okay? I was learning
when you were straight.
I was learning to be gay still. I saw the cowboy boots. I had tucked in shirts and polos. And I was in between. It's learning.
I'm an in between too.
Oh, is it my text something else? I see. Remember, like, what is this? Like a mix of like Mozzie Oak and
I don't know what Mozzie Oak means. Is that an egg?
No, it's a. Shut up. You do. You don't know what it is.
No. What are you?
It's like a camouflage.
No, I'm not that kind of gay. I don't know what that means.
Okay.
But yes, this is giving like military but floral.
I wouldn't go to far as say it's military. Maybe Air Force.
Wow.
The Coast Guard or something.
The Coast Guard. Oh, my God.
Yeah, on the outside.
Or H, maybe.
So, this is a sidebar from this. Like, who would you say is, like, your favorite queen in RuPaul?
Favorite queen in RuPaul? Okay, there's hundreds. So, you have to give me, like,
okay, the
criteria.
That has, like, the most comedic, like, reenaction that you could do.
Oh, like a impersonation I could do?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, who? Oh, I can do one of my favorites. I say that sarcastically. Pheromone.
Yeah.
Because she's very iconic with her whining. She's a whiny little, little girl.
Oh, no.
I was going to say something else, but no, it'd be nice.
Oh, no, no. Are you guys friends?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
That's the coming out story, guys.
No, we were friends. I think that, but regardless of my feelings of her, I think she's very talented with makeup.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's absolutely gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Okay, so you said...
But I can do an impersonation of her.
Give me one, yeah.
Which is just like, you don't love me. Oh.
That's, I was almost there.
Almost there.
I don't know. I'm not around her enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's also from Texas, I think.
I know. I've spent like a birthday with her.
Did you?
Yeah, during COVID. Oh, and her old boyfriend.
Oh, so she during COVID was meeting up with people that were not in her inner circle.
Well, it was a very private. She was there with
where was this
a high profile photographer in Austin.
During COVID.
At his residence.
Wow.
This is when like their like smaller gatherings were allowed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Don't cancel me along.
No, that's not fair. She tried to cancel me during COVID for doing... that's why we're not friends.
Oh, okay.
She tried to cancel me during COVID because I was doing outside brunch shows for 50 people or less with one of those clear shields. Mad at me for doing that.
Gotcha.
When she's out here doing photo shoot
mm-hmm.
with photographers.
Yeah.
With people that she's not even that close to in a house.
Was that before or after she got sick that she like came for you?
I feel
like a lot of people like were like all about against the vaccine, and then like they'd get sick, and then they turned on everybody. Like, you can't be out there; you're the problem.
Oh, I don't know. I blocked her right after that because I was like, that's nonsense. Because she was going through a lot. I'm not going to tell like too much of her business, but she was going through a lot, and I offered to open my home to her. I was like, hey, look, if you're going through some stuff, you need to be around people.
That's sweet.
You're welcome to come to Florida, and I have a guest room, and you could stay with me as long as you want. Bring your dog. And, she would talk to me every once in a while. And then all of a sudden she came for me on social media. And then we, had it out. And the thing is that I always was supportive of her.
Mm-hmm.
And I always was, friends with, I thought we were friends.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if you had an issue, don't you think you would come talk to me privately as a friend to find out exactly the facts before you go on there and try to like send your posse after me,
everybody,
which I didn't even do anything wrong.
Yeah,
but that's neither.
I mean, that's what the wrongdoer always says, right? I didn't do nothing.
I hear you. So the situation was here in Florida, we were open
mm-hmm.
with restriction.
That's right.
Outside brunches.
Mm-hmm.
I started a brunch show at this very small queer-owned restaurant mm-hmm. that was going under because it was COVID.
Yeah.
And so to help save their business, also to help give local queens work, I started this brunch.
Right.
And it was outside. We could not take tips in person. We had to do it at a distance, or they had to put it in a mm-hmm. bucket. We had somebody that sprayed them with like Lysol and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. And then, you know, we had to wear those face shields. And that's what it was. It was all within the book of the criteria. And she got mad about that. But either way, whatever. I think she's very talented with makeup. I wish her well. No, we are not friends. But yes, I could do an impersonation of her.
No, that was great. Who else you got beef with? Jeez.
A lot. People just love to hate me.
It's easy to be hated, you know? I love that. Well, I mean, I know. Well, hopefully you guys recover at some point. But
we won't.
We'll see. Probably
I blocked her.
You know, you made up your mind.
I don't even know her.
Yeah.
Who is she?
Doesn't even exist anymore. Okay. So you played host to a special guest, a hookup one night. How do you give them, like, what's your creative way to tell someone it's time to go home?
It's time to go home.
Just like that?
Oh, if I'm hooking up with someone, there is no stone unturned.
Yeah.
Before they come over, or before I would go over there, we would know the rundown.
Really?
Like, look, this is, you know, because I'm in an open relationship,
right.
And if that was to come to fruition,
mm-hmm.
there are rules that I follow, and they know all the rules.
Yeah.
And if somebody is being, like, I don't have people over at my house anyway. If I was, mm-hmm. and they were being, like, staying too long, I would just tell them, hey, look, you got to go.
It's weird how, like,
thanks for coming.
People are, like, so, like, embarrassed or scared to tell someone to leave. I'm like, bye.
No, what are you talking? This is your sanctuary.
I'm saying, right? I'm saying, okay.
We mean to be best friends.
I like this. You just send somebody to schedule, like, listen, you got to be out here.
Yeah. This was transactional.
Okay, so speaking of numbers, let's say that we equated your body count to a dollar value. What could you splurge on if it was just one thing? Is it going to be, like, a grande Starbucks, or could you buy the Starbucks?
First of all, you interview a lot of queer people. Has anybody ever said, oh, I can just buy a Happy Meal? No.
Yeah, some of them have.
Really?
One of the most viral ones says he can just buy a grande coffee.
Lies.
Well, yeah, I mean, I agree that he's probably lying, but that's what he said.
I'm not here to lie.
Okay, what is it?
Tell the truth.
What are you thinking
about? What could I buy? Okay, mind you, I'm 38. I've been sexually active since I was 15.
Okay.
What could I buy? So what does the body count equate to? $1?
Yeah, 1-to-1.
Oh. You know, I might be able to buy a nice pair of underwear from Versace.
Like limited edition, gold printed, or like...
I actually don't know how much underwear costs at Versace. I'm just saying that.
I think like $100.
Okay. Well, maybe a couple of pairs of underwear from Versace.
Okay, you tried to go farther. I think you could probably do like some Jimmy Choo's or something, but...
Some Jimmy Choo's. That's like what? That's like $2,500. What do you take me for?
I don't know.
I'm not obliterating
over here. Hiding in your camouflage. I don't know.
Absolutely not. What is yours? What could you buy?
Oh, I don't even know. I've stopped counting.
Did you?
Wow, that sounds so country. I've stopped counting. Yeah. Yeah, because it's not a game to me. It's a serious life. We're trying to buy something serious here. I could buy a whole lot of stuff. I'm an angel investor.
Okay.
About to buy your company. About to buy Microsoft.
Amazon. Okay.
About to buy Amazon.
No, okay. Bezos.
That's a big one right there. I don't have that kind of testosterone. So you agree that you and your best friend could share everything? Do you share everything with your best friend?
If we're talking sexually, no, absolutely not.
Well, that's not fair because you got the questions ahead of the time. So, but what?
Oh, I actually didn't even really read.
Oh, you didn't? You didn't? Okay.
I'm telling you the truth. Okay. I like scanned.
Yeah, just like,
I scanned to make sure there was nothing too scandalous. And then I was like, you know,
this is fine.
It's fine.
Yeah.
So as far as friends, my best friends, I have two best friends that I would equate to being equal with each other. And neither one of them would I ever have sex with, like with someone else.
Again.
Never.
Have you slept with your best friend?
No.
Would you?
No.
Okay. Is it because, like, they're besties or because, like, they're just not your type?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah, no. Both are queens. Not really too much into that. I mean, I find queens attractive, if they're attractive. But, no.
Yeah.
No.
Do you feel like you'd have a hard time being besties with someone that's too sexy?
No.
Not
I love myself.
I would say you can't fuck yourself, but I'm trying.
Well.
I'll find a way.
Mm-mm.
Find a way. Okay. That's hilarious. What's your favorite type of underwear to rock when you're not in drag? Any preference you want to see on your man?
Okay, preference for myself. I like boxer briefs. Oh. If I'm just being comfortable.
Just be swinging.
Well, I don't like boxers. That's like completely swinging.
Yeah.
But boxer briefs, they're longer so they don't like cut off circulation.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm like, you know, wearing something for someone else, definitely a jock strap.
Yeah.
Thongs, there's too much friction. My ass cheeks are too big. You're going to catch a fire.
We saw you in a thong something on the Instagram a couple days
ago. That was for a picture, and immediately we took that off.
Yeah. It looked like it was hanging on for dear life.
You loved it. You loved every bit of that
picture. I did like it. I think you can see my leg is there.
Yeah. Well, and then for my boyfriend, he is camo. Not camo. Floral camo.
Oh, Mazio camo.
Yeah. Not camo. What is it? Freeballing.
Oh, freeballing. Oh,
Commando.
Commando.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, that's very different. Yeah. Okay. That's nice. Yeah. A commando big dick guy. Like, so you gotta hide him from like the crowd.
Oh, there's been many a time that I have like been, babe, you have to put on underwear. You're not wearing that.
Yeah, you can't do that.
If we're going out in public, you're not wearing that.
Have any of your friends ever tried to go for your man?
This man? No.
Okay, so it's happened before. Are you still friends with those people?
If it was like an actual friend, a couple of exes ago, there was a drag queen that I was on cast with,
mm-hmm.
who I think my boyfriend cheated. I don't know 100%, but I know they exchanged a lot of conversation.
Gotcha.
But at that point, I was like, that relationship was a dud. I was ready for it to be over. So that was actually my reason to like be like, hey, we're done.
Yeah.
And I was like, in my mind, I was like, yes.
Who found a way out.
Oh,
wait,
trust.
So how do you know that they exchanged conversations?
Oh, because I saw the text messages.
When you say you saw them, how did you see them? You found them? You got
the
phone?
Oh, I am that bitch. I will go through your phone.
Okay.
I am psycho.
So was he like asleep? He went like the bathroom or like?
I don't remember. This was years ago. Okay. Like I'm talking about like.
I'm going to get in there.
2012.
Okay.
Like over 10 years. So.
Gotcha.
It was crazy. And I was way crazier then. Like in my, you know, 20s, I was crazier.
Yeah.
Way crazier. Now I'm just like, if you're going to cheat, you that's fine.
Yeah, that's tough.
You're gonna leave.
You think you can trade phones with your partner now, like no problem?
No.
Yeah, it's kind
of well. We're open, but I don't. Yeah, neither one of us. First of all, we don't play together.
Mm-hmm.
Neither one of us want to know about it.
Yeah,
that's one of our rules. So I think that if either of us got into each other's phones, we would probably, you know, discover things that we don't want to know about.
Yeah, hurt yourself a little bit.
Not hurt. I just don't want to know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine with it.
Gotcha. Let me just make sure this is...
Can you imagine if this is not recording?
Recording.
Can you imagine?
That would suck.
You could be doing another Roxy Andrews up in here.
Oh, that was so embarrassing. And then, like, she's like, I want to pull out my phone because that's where I used to keep my questions. But, yeah, I, like, pulled it out. She's like, oh, you getting a text message or something? I'm like,
oh, you pulled it out for Roxy?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. What's up? Okay. I did. No, I pulled out my phone to clarify. And she acting like I got a message and I wasn't, you know, respecting her time. So I got scared.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, I know Roxy and you better be scared.
Yeah.
Because she's here to make it clear.
She got me. But it's cool. We know that she likes men also in boxer briefs. What do you like your guy to wear?
I don't have a preference. I don't like boxers. I think that they're the most gross looking underwear.
You don't like any satin boxers? That's not hot for you?
Nope.
Yeah.
No.
I always say if you see a guy in like boxer briefs, like Hanes boxer briefs, he's going to tear you up.
I love boxer briefs. I like briefs. Mm-hmm. I like a jock strap. Thongs are fine.
What's your favorite brand?
I don't really have a favorite brand. Andrew Christian makes really good underwear. I know that that's like typical, but yeah. I do like Andrew Christian underwear.
Have you done a deal with Andrew?
No, but I do own a lot of Andrew.
Okay. All right.
I like the way it feels.
Did you see that Andrew Christian is actually doing an exchange program? Have you seen that? So you could trade in 5 pairs of old underwear from a different provider, and they'll give you 1 free pair of Andrew Christian underwear.
Wow. That's very nice.
I was like, there's someone's got an underwear fetish or whatever.
So what is he going to do? Is he going to, like, give the old un-Andrew Christian underwear to like homeless people?
No, I mean that they're used. So I think the concept is to see like what kind of underwear people would give up in order to change out for Andrew Christian. It's a great marketing tactic.
Yeah,
I think. But that or somebody has an underwear fetish and they're about to sell them, you know.
He's going
to
sniff it all.
About to make some money. He's like, I have an idea.
I mean, hey.
Yeah, you do what you got to do. It's rough out here. Okay, so picture this. Are you on good terms with your ex? That's enough.
I have several. So
your most recent.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so say that they accidentally sent you $50,000. They're calling you right now. They're asking for it back. What's the first thing you're going to tell them?
Oh, I give it right back.
Really?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I don't need their money. Yeah. But also, it wouldn't matter who it is. Like, even if Farah accidentally sent me $50,000, I would send it right back to her.
You'd make her wait. Don't even care.
No, I'm not like that. You know, she might not like me. You know, I definitely have my moments where I have my problems. You know, I'm not a perfect person. But one thing that people can never say about, I'm very honest.
Yeah.
And I would never do something intentionally to hurt someone, even if I did not like them. And if she sent me $50,000 on accident, I would send it right back to her. One, not to be sweet. I don't play that.
Yeah, you're good people.
I don't know. Maybe to some people I am, but I don't know. That's weird.
I guess it's crazy. Like that's considered good people. You're like, no, I'm just a regular person. That's normal behavior. Expected.
I can't imagine somebody being sent some money on accident and then just keeping it.
You should watch more of my videos because most people want to keep it.
Really?
Yeah, you'd be surprised.
Wow.
And I'll be like, they're like $50,000. Well, especially the people that are like younger generation or don't have their own wealth. They're like, yeah, I'm walking out. I'll move to a new city. That could be like their year salary or more.
No.
So, yeah.
No, even when I was broke, I wouldn't have kept it.
Well, you're sweet, even though you don't want to. Okay, so let's dive a little bit deeper. What's a lesson that you've taken from a past relationship?
Don't mix business with relationship.
Yes.
We were actually talking about this earlier. Yeah. I definitely believe separating your relationship from work.
Okay. How do you think you would like tell someone to do that?
Well, I've done that already. Like, are you talking about like giving advice or just telling a partner?
Yeah, no, I mean you've already done it. So say that you've seen somebody else. It's like they're building their business or their empire. How would you tell them like it's smart to separate? How do you explain that?
Well, I have one of my best friends. I have two best friends. One of my best friends, her and her partner have been together for a while, and they actually do a lot of business together.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually worked for them.
Right.
I just don't think for myself that it has worked for me in the past. So I would just say, just be cautious.
Yeah. You know,
for me, it didn't work.
Do you think it's working or is it just what we see?
No, she confides in me with everything.
Yeah.
So I know when like there's when they're going through problems or something like that, but they're a great team.
Yeah.
They're very much still in love. They're very much like it's kind of sickening. I'm like, ugh.
The puppy love. We've definitely seen some couples come down, like Pierre and his boyfriend in LA. I'm not sure if you followed them at all, but they're like this like really well off you know, couple, like super hot, and they're like social media killed us. And there's so many couples that happens to.
Yeah, no, I mean they are running a very successful drag supply business. Like she does hair, he sews costumes, she helps him sew costumes. Together they're literally a powerhouse. It's crazy.
Do they own Dolls Kill?
No, but like they literally could make anything.
Okay.
They made some of my stuff for All Stars 7. Several of my like costumes that I've taken around. Chantel makes most of my wigs.
Yeah.
Like very, very talented and still very much in love. I don't know how they do it.
When did you give up sewing your own outfits? Because I know you can sew.
I still do sometimes.
Yeah.
I just, when I am busy, I just don't. And when I have free time, I still don't. I don't like sewing.
But what's it cost to like hire someone to do an outfit for you?
It depends. It depends on what it is.
Yeah.
If it's like I barely wear anything sometimes. So a piece of stretch fabric, you know, doesn't cost that much. It also depends on what designer you go to.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's something that simple, I usually make it myself.
Yeah. Well, let's give like the listeners an idea so they can understand like the concepts of how much drag invests in themselves.
You're looking at, for a very simple costume, the low range 300s to 500.
Yeah.
that's cheap.
Yeah. That's like, probably way higher than
that's no embellishments.
Yeah.
That's like bare minimum.
Mm-hmm.
And it only goes up from there if you like, you want structure, you want like a gown, you want it embellished, you want multiple layers, you want, like, it depends on what you want, and it goes up and up and up and up. I think the most expensive thing I ever had made was about $7,000.
Wow. Wow. And was that for a show?
It was for a finale for Drag Race.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's great. I've heard of like people spending up to like $10,000 per outfit.
Oh, yeah.
And, like,
sure.
Even like local queens are spending so much, and they're like, why do you rewear your outfits? I'm like, nobody makes enough to not recycle out here, especially if you're a local queen.
Yeah. I try not to. That's why, like, if I, on TV, if I wear something, I usually sell it immediately.
Right.
I usually don't get the value back, but. Mm-hmm. I'll get as much as I can back, and then it is what it is.
Got it. So you haven't built that fetish yet where they're like, oh my God, I want that outfit that was worn.
You know, I wish I would have kept everything I wore on the show.
Yeah.
Because then I could have, like, you know, in the years and years and years and years, could have done like a Trinity museum or something. But now it's too late. But I'll tell you who does keep all of their looks. Manila.
Really?
Manila Luzon. She keeps everything. Like, literally everything.
She keep it.
She has a two-bedroom apartment in North Hollywood, and I'll link her address below so you can go
check it out. Yeah.
I'm totally kidding. But one of the bedrooms is a drag room, and it's literally stuffed with everything she's ever worn.
It's kind of cool. Sounds like some Kim Kardashian stuff going
on. Oh, it's very cool, and it's very organized.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I feel like my chair is like, I'm just like spinning around. I'm like, your chair's like so steady.
You're very Kylie Minogue.
I don't weigh enough. Yeah.
Are you calling me fat? What are you?
No. I think it's the outfit.
How much do you weigh?
Outfit weighs more. Maybe like 165.
165?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How much do you weigh?
I weigh about 150.
Kilograms?
Bitch. How tall are you?
I'm 5'11".
Are you?
Oh, that's why my driver's license is.
Mm.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm not going to embarrass you because, look, I'm way taller than you sitting here.
Are you?
Yep, look. Look there.
Wait. Ugh. How, let me see how tall you are.
No, let me see how tall you are.
There you go.
Let's see how tall you are.
I'm scared.
Here, you...
I've never done this before. Okay, well, like...
Okay, are you holding it? You are 5'9".
What's the inches say?
It says 60, no, it says 70. What does that mean? 70 inches.
We're not mathing right now.
A very lot of inches.
Yeah, if you're like getting railed out, wait. That's 5'8". There's no way.
You're 5'8"?
There's no way. Yep.
I promise you. You are 5'8". I am 5'10".
There's no way.
I'm 5'10", and I'm taller than you.
That was like a mistake.
And I don't even have heels on. Cut this out. Okay. Look, cut this out. Cut all of this out. You are 5'11", I think.
Yeah. It's very, very persuadable.
You're very, I think you're 5'11".
Okay, I know that you made a mistake measuring me, so that's fine. But you know,
I am from Alabama, like, so maybe.
Rather than like admit defeat, you're like, you know what? Yeah, you're 5'11".
Yeah.
Cool.
You're 5'11" minus 3.
Whatever. I think the shortest I'd be 5'10". And you said you're 5'10"?
I'm 5'10", and you're definitely shorter than me.
I don't know.
We're not going to argue about this.
I think it's a complex. You're right.
You don't like tall bottoms?
No. My man's like 5'7", 5'6".
Oh, you like him short.
Yeah, short and strong. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Have you ever had a tuck mishap on stage?
Yes.
Tell us what happened.
So the one that I remember the most, I had been living in Florida for maybe a year. And I worked at this bar called The Honey Pot, and it's not even around anymore.
Matter why?
No, it was a really cool club. Like, you walk in, and it's like this huge circuit kind of club, and there's like a stage.
Mm-hmm.
Lady Gaga had performed there before she became famous.
The real one?
The real one.
Okay.
Before she became famous, like when she was like doing touring to like promote herself. And in Florida, it's fucking hot. And I was in this really tiny costume, $300. And I came out on stage. I was dancing, whatever. Well, I didn't have on a gaff. A gaff, for people who don't know, it's like a tucking panty that holds everything back. And usually, even when I duct tape, I wear a gaff to just for extra protection.
Yeah.
And when I don't wear a gaff, I usually use spray adhesive to reinforce the tape. Well, this time I didn't. And I'm dancing or whatever. I do like a hair flip forward and I come back up, and then all of a sudden it just pops the back from the back. The front is still on.
Yeah.
So it just pops. And I'm like, oh my God. I'm holding it like there and I'm like trying to think of what to do. All of this happens within seconds.
Yeah.
And so I just like back up because the entrance to the stage was like directly behind me. And so I just back up and then clear the stage.
Yeah.
But
did you retuck and come out?
No. No.
Okay,
you need time to put all that away.
I'm just like,
no, it's not.
Like a little like came out of your bathing suit.
No, it's not like a button. The tape came off. It wasn't sticky anymore. I was going to have to retape.
I don't know. I mean, I thought it'd be easy. But that sounds terrible. So some people have seen you naked at a club, is what you're saying?
No one saw it. No one saw it, and it closed down because of COVID.
Oh, okay.
But it was very popular.
Mm-hmm. COVID, because you were having brunches there. No, it's like,
it's just not the same place.
It didn't make it, guys. It didn't make it. Okay. All right. So don't kill me for this one. We'll see if you can even follow this or if people are old enough to understand. So inspired by the Matrix Trinity, have you ever had a Neo in the bedroom asking you to show you how deep the rabbit hole goes?
Wow. Not with those exact words.
So you never have character.
No, never had, but I have had someone I hooked up with. This has been a long time ago. After Drag Race. Didn't lead on that they knew who I was, whatever, which is what I prefer.
Right.
Like, if you're out there and you see me on Grindr and we're going to hook, do not tell me, hey, Trinity, not if you want to hook up, because if I know, then I'm just not doing it.
Sup, Ryan?
Exactly. Sup. And so, after, like, we're doing it or whatever, afterwards, they're like, that was so fun. I'm such a fan. And immediately, I'm just like, oh my God, you know, your gut just turns and it's just, I'm like, ew.
So did you sign anything for him before he left?
No.
You're like, I'm not doing autographs
today. No, well, actually another fun story. One time I hooked up with this twink and like we were like chatting or whatever. They messaged me on Grindr, or maybe I messaged him. I don't remember. Well, anyway, we connect on Grindr, and we're like exchanging pictures. They're really attractive, and they have like a really nice butt. Anyway, so we like converse, realize we're both bottoms, and they're like, but they still wanted to meet. I still wanted to meet, and I thought we were just going to do side, because usually if I meet up, that's all I do is side. And so I'll get there, whatever. And they're like, oh, fuck me. And so I'm like, not that voice, but
yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
And it was nice. Then come to find out they knew who I was.
Yeah.
And I had a show with them that week.
Shut up.
And they did not tell me. I'm like, how shady is that?
Yeah.
I didn't know who they were. I didn't know they were a queen. I didn't know that I was doing a show with them. You knew that I was literally doing a show with you in a couple of days, and you couldn't even give me the option to tell me like you knew who I was and that we're working together.
Yeah, what a conquest.
What? And that was crazy, right?
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. Has anyone like recorded you and like you found out?
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah. That's something that would freak me out too. Like,
they would get a lawsuit. Absolutely.
Well, I mean, yeah.
But if they're gonna be posting it, I want money off of it.
We're all making money here.
Yeah.
That's funny. But no, that's crazy. I can't believe that it sounds like they really targeted you.
Right? Wasn't like, that crazy?
That's kind of insane. I don't even know how I would react. How did you react to that?
Well, I didn't know in the moment. And afterwards, I didn't know. And so it wasn't until I was hanging out with some friends that I was performing with that booked me for the show.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, hey, so such and such told me that y'all hooked up. And I was like, what? And they were like, yeah, such and such. They pulled up a picture of their picture of them in drag. And I was like, I don't recognize them. And so they showed me them out of drag, and I was like, oh my God. They bamboozled me. Bamboozled.
That's crazy.
I mean, it...
Do you ever see that person again?
Yeah, that later that week for my show. I still had a show with them.
You didn't say anything? Or
no.
Yeah.
No. I figured...
Blocked on Grindr at least, or what?
I did block them on Grindr. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I just figured that was weird, and I was like, I didn't want to make it even more weird, although, like, that was really fucking weird.
That's so weird, and then to tell people about it. You know, I thought you just found it on your own.
No.
Yeah. Okay, so that was, like, a conquest, for real, like, surfaced.
I mean, that sounds very predatory, huh?
Yeah. You know who you are.
You know who you are, you bamboozler.
You fucked up. What was her name?
You have a nice ass, and it wasn't worth it.
It's not worth it. You're still a bitch. That's crazy.
You made me top.
That's honestly, that's the worst crime here that I'm hearing right now. That's the, not only did they know who you were, they made you top.
No, and I had to do a show with them later. I had to look them in the eyes.
What? You had to watch them?
No, I didn't.
Okay. I can't stand like when, sidebar again, like a bottom invites you over. And they're not prepped. They're like, okay, let me get ready. I'm like, don't get on this app and start browsing unless you're ready.
And they're gonna literally come shit in your shower.
No. They're like, oh, I just gotta get ready. Blah, blah.
Yeah, they're gonna. Home.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because you're looking and you're ready then.
Yeah, we're ready to
go. You know what? If you're a top, that's insensitive to think, because you don't really have to do much, you bitch.
Is that it? I mean, is it? I mean, like, I'm moving to my next target. So if you want to log on, be ready.
Wow. Okay.
And if you want to stay ready, take Pure for Men.
Is a shameless plug.
You should take something because, like, you should be ready.
You don't have to tell me.
But no, that
I'm a professional.
You're a professional side. Okay, that's not a bottom. That's you should be.
Trust me. I can't
speak for the bottom community.
I would still prepare even if I was meeting just. Yeah, if somebody's putting their mouth near there.
Yeah. Okay.
And this is some good advice for the tops out there. Wash your ass, too. Okay? Yes. Even if you're not going to bottom, wash your ass. Because if somebody's mouse down there at all, anywhere near that, trust me, they know if you are hygienic or not.
Yeah.
Plus, some bottoms like to eat ass.
Yeah. That's... Oh, so triggered. That's gross. Yeah, you should definitely wash yourself. But, like, that's good that you clean out just in case. You're, like, you're ready to go. I feel like the side term is, like, pretty new within the last couple of years.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, but it's always existed.
Yeah, you just say foreplay.
Yeah.
I wonder why they replaced foreplay with side.
I guess
side was easier to say.
Creating a lot of acronyms. I always
say everybody's putting, like, instead of what's up, it's WSP. So I guess side is shorter than foreplay.
I was like, you're not inside me, you're outside something. But I guess, like, you're sucking dick, it's kind of inside. So I don't know. I don't get the pickup on that. Yeah, whatever. But not everything lands for me. Okay, so if you could dragify a recent movie, which one and why? And what character?
Dragify.
Any movie. You can turn it into a drag movie. Which one would it be? And what character would you play?
Oh, Mean Girls. Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
And what character would I play? I would probably play,
Oh, I was just letting Cameron know which one I thought.
Who?
Of Regina.
You just said I was nice.
Oh, yeah, you're nice, but you play a good Regina.
I would absolutely play a good Regina, but I would not play Regina. I would play Katie because she's the lead.
Yeah.
I would want to be the lead.
Okay.
Although I'm not really that innocent, but, you know.
Yeah,
I would make a great Regina, though.
Yeah, I think so. I could see a lot of the sass coming off with Regina, but I do love, you know, Emma Stone as well. But yeah, I don't know if anybody can replace her.
Emma Stone.
Yeah. Sorry, but Emma Stone is which person?
Not in that movie.
What is she? Sorry, not Emma Stone. Oh my God, it does not serve. That's Harry Potter. Like.
Emma.
What is her stupid? What's the stupid girl's name? The lead, that's on Mean Girls, the redheaded.
Yeah.
What's her name? What's her real name?
She is infamous for, like, lots of reasons.
What's her real name?
She just had a baby.
Oh, okay, you're gonna do that. I don't remember. Yeah, Lindsay. Oh, Lindsay Lohan. Yeah, you're right.
Wow.
She's been through a lot. She's been through a lot.
And she's doing fabulous now, by the way. She looks fabulous. She's been doing fabulous as of recent. If you watch, she's very coherent. Her skin looks great. Her makeup looks great.
Yeah.
She's the new mom. And good for her.
Yeah. How do you feel about Paris's new cookware line?
Surprisingly, I think Paris is probably a pretty good cook. I watched not every episode, but she had this like cooking show on Netflix that was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
That I watched a couple of episodes of. I thought it was really funny.
What about as a DJ?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
She's pretty.
I've heard her music and
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Okay, so when your lashes come off, when your drag comes off, like what's the Southern stereotype that stays with you?
Lashes come off and
just all that drag. Like what's something that's like so Southern about you? Just like you just haven't let it go. A stereotype.
Well, I have an accent. Other than that, I'm, you know, I don't want to break this to you and your followers, but I'm a normal person, even though I was born in Alabama.
I don't know. You got this, some type of camouflage that you're
wearing. You like this outfit. You said you like it.
I love the outfit.
You want to rip it off of me.
I would like to have it. But of course, it's a beautiful outfit, but I'm saying it does fit the stereotype of Southern. Yeah.
What else? I like cornbread. And I love, one thing Southern about me that I will never let go. And my boyfriend is from, well, he's not from the North, he says, but he's a military brat, but he's from Connecticut. He would hate that I said that, but they all do stuffing up there for Thanksgiving. And we do cornbread dressing down here. And I will never let that go. Cornbread dressing is far better than stuffing. Stuffing is some bullshit.
I don't know why I still thought we were talking about like drag. I'm like, they're like stuffing their outfits or something. I was like so off key.
Yeah. No.
Like, yeah, they all stuff packages. That makes sense. Wait, have you seen Kim Kardashian's new bra line with the nipples?
No. I don't follow her.
You heard about it? No?
No.
Wow, you're ridiculous.
I don't follow Kim Kardashian.
You don't have to follow her to hear about it.
Okay. No. Nipples? Bras with the nipples? Does that sound like a smart investment? No.
Honestly, people that have like cancer or that want to have sexy.
Well, nipples. They have prosthetic pieces that they can wear with any kind of bra.
Yeah.
Where they don't have to spend the prices of Skims for a fake nipple.
Oh, so you know the brand name.
Yeah, everybody knows Skims.
Oh, so you're following a little bit.
No, I knew from a scandal where she was trying to have her brand name instead of it being called Skims, it used to be called Kim Ono, like kimono.
Oh, okay.
And she got canceled because that was like cultural appropriation or something.
Gotcha. Or something.
So I knew that from the tabloids.
Okay.
But nobody cares about a fake nipple bra. Like, that sounds dumb as fuck.
You're right. Nobody cares about that. Okay. So
I thought you were a lawyer.
We don't know what she's doing. We don't know what she's doing. All right. I'm going to change the battery for these last four questions.
Okay. Are you sure it's recording?
Well, it's a big recording thing right there. Say that big.
I mean, I don't know.
That's why I have that display for you. Is it that light right there, that red one?
Mm-hmm.
That means recording.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But thank you for checking, because I'm pretty new to this. You know, as I said, it's happened with Roxy.
Amateurs.
Yeah. No, I think amateur videos are great to watch. I appreciate them.
I actually prefer amateur.
Amateur what?
Lots of different things.
Amateur strip-off, amateur porn, amateur...
I've hosted many amateur strip-offs. There's a an amateur strip competition in London at GAY called Porn Idol. And so people sign up and they go and literally strip. And then there's like three drag queens that judge them.
Oh, wow. I don't like, it's a big thing there. I didn't realize like they're like really into strip clubs there.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is done at a gay club.
Well,
it's not a strip club.
But, yeah. But it's very sex positive.
It is very sex positive. We love that. We love sex positivity.
Say there was a moment in your drag career that you could just tuck away forever. What would it be?
There's nothing specifically that I would tuck away. The only thing that I can think of is I would probably burn all picture evidence of what I looked like when I first started drag, because when I started drag, that was before there was YouTube, before there was tutorials. Okay. Like, you literally just had to figure it out yourself.
Yeah.
And I was a brick.
Yeah, like, I'm doing my best.
Oh, it was bad.
It was like Minecraft or something.
It was just like, ooh.
It's a good glow up, though, no?
Huh?
It's a good glow up. You can't make people think that you've just been glorious this whole time.
I mean, there are people who are just gorgeous from the beginning.
I mean, that's maybe the way they betray it.
Yeah, well, there's picture evidence, and some of my friends have these photos,
yeah.
And they threaten me sometimes. They do. They're like, if you ever cross me, these are going viral.
I love that. I love that. Yeah, I'm going to need to get some of those pictures. Put it as the cover or this.
Oh, my God.
How do you say the band? Is it Erasure or Erasure? How do you pronounce that?
Wow.
Erasure. I practice
Erasure.
This. Erasure. Erasure. Yeah.
Erasure.
So what's the wildest party that you, or after party you've been to with them? Or
Erasure.
Erasure, yeah.
They didn't party. So obviously, the band is from the 80s. So like at the point of when I was traveling with them, they were in like their 50s or later.
Okay.
So they were past the party stage. But I do remember one time we were traveling to South America.
Uh-huh.
And I can't remember which country because we did like a whole South American tour. But one of the countries, I think it might have been Chile or Peru. It's one of the two. When we got there to the venue, they had to, like, the entrance to where the parking was, there was like a gate. And the gate is like slow opening. And so there was a bunch of fans right there waiting. And so the van with all of us in it were there. And all the fans are like around the van and they're like rocking the van.
Oh my God.
I mean, like, it was intense.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, we're going to get tipped over.
Yeah.
And that was probably the most intense thing with them.
Mm-hmm.
Also, another time we were in Mexico City, we had just performed at this venue that Beyonce had performed at. Like, I'm talking about like a huge arena.
Yeah.
And there were like thousands of fans. And that some of the fans had somehow leaked backstage as we were getting off the stage. Mm-hmm. And the bodyguards rushed the band and left me and the other dancer.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, we're like, oh, my God, we don't know where to go. Yeah. And all these fans are looking around at us, and they're, like, they're trying to take pictures.
Wow.
And, like, neither one of us speak Spanish. Mm-hmm. So then it turned into, like, a meet and greet, like, where people wanted to take pictures.
Oh, no.
And there was... So we're taking pictures with all these random people because we don't know where to go. And this grown-ass man, he had to have been in his 40s. There was this little girl. She had been like 5 or 6. Came up to take a picture. This grown-ass man literally grabbed this girl and threw her because he wanted to take a picture. And like literally threw her. And we were like, oh my God. So we took the picture and like we like scuttled away because we were like...
Yeah, this is too violent.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
Like we could have been hurt. The little girl, I don't know what happened to her. Rest her soul. I mean, like, wow. It went down in Mexico City, let me tell you.
That poor girl.
The poor little girl.
I don't know what happened to her.
Her first time meeting drag queens was probably the last.
She's like, she's the one that, like, started the whole petition of getting, like, banning
drag. Oh, God, yeah. She was, yeah.
Yeah,
yep.
Her, she grew up.
And this is exactly why you keep drag queens away from children. Not because of us, but because of other people.
The people around. Oh, my God. Okay, so balancing your personal and stage life, especially with dating, what's your thoughts on that? How do you do it?
I think it definitely takes a secure partner. I think you have to really work at a relationship, especially because my schedule, I'm traveling a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And my partner doesn't travel with me most of the time. So it takes communication. It takes effort.
Yeah.
I think those are the important things. If you're in a relationship with someone, regardless of how busy you are and how much you get to see them or how little you get to see them, you got to show effort. You got to show, phone calls, text messages, show them that you care about them because that's important. If somebody feels like if a partner ever feels like they are not a priority,
mm-hmm.
that will eventually be the downfall of any relationship.
Absolutely. Good communication. Okay, so if Trinity the Tuck wasn't the sensation she is, what other career might have you taken?
Oh, fun fact, if I wouldn't have got on Drag Race the year that I got it, I was literally quitting drag.
Mm-hmm.
I was like so over it. But I definitely nowadays I want to invest in more property. I want to invest in some other kind of business. I love coffee. I would love to have like some sort of cafe. I've even talked to one of my other friends, like there's no really good drag fabric store here in Orlando. I would love to open like a fierce fabric store that has like all the accoutrements and rhinestones and trims and embellishments like you have in LA and New York. Because there's so many queens here in Central Florida that don't have access to anything like that unless they go somewhere.
Gotcha.
And it would be kind of lucrative, I think.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. But drag. Don't start drag. If you're thinking of doing drag, don't. It ruins your life.
That's literally a question we usually have. But I always say that.
And like, don't start drag thinking, oh, I'm going to get on Drag Race, okay? Because if you start it that way, unless you're good, if you do get on Drag Race, you're going home first.
What if you meet a promoter and they say that they're going to get you on Drag Race?
Never trust anybody that says, I'm going to help you get to point B.
That's cold. That's true.
There's definitely something involved where they want something from you.
Okay, so our last question before we close is, if you could spend a day as any pop diva causing scandalous mayhem, who would you be?
Pop diva, like a singer?
A celebrity, yeah.
Any celebrity?
Yeah.
Oh, I would love to be Amanda Lepore for a day.
Really?
She's just so fascinating.
What would you do?
I'd just be fabulous. Like, she doesn't really do much. Like, she's just a doll.
Yeah.
I've met her a couple of times, and, like, every time I see her, she doesn't move. She stands there, and she looks perfect, and, like, hardly has conversation.
Yeah.
Because usually it's in a loud nightclub. And she just is dressed to the nines in this most fantastic looking outfit. And her hair is perfect. Her makeup's perfect. And I just think she is the goddess. And I worship her. And I would love to be her for a day just because. Because people treat her literally like a queen. Like, literally, she's the queen.
I thought you'd go for Taylor Swift, but.
No.
Are you a Swiftie?
I like Taylor Swift. I'm not a huge fan of any like musical artist like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say that I've worked with Taylor. I was in one of her music videos, and I did the last time she was, I don't know if it's the last time, but one of the times that she was opening the VMAs, I was in her opening number.
How cool.
And for the music video and for that live performance, she really took care of us.
Mm-hmm.
She paid extremely well.
Mm-hmm.
And for the music video, she came backstage and just hung out with me and the other queens for literally 2 hours talking about her cats.
That's crazy.
And she was extremely sweet. I find her very genuine, but I'm not obsessed with her. I'm not a Swiftie, but I'm also not like a lamb or whatever these people call all these other people. Like, I don't follow artists like that.
That's all, everyone I know on this like most recent tour, they're talking about how great she is. It's interesting to hear that it's like it's extended for like
From what I know, from what I gather, my experience and also what I've heard, she pays her employees very well. And she looks out for people in the industry, which is very unusual because I think just from what I gather, she's comes from money before she became famous.
I know that.
So maybe that's not true, but I think that's true. And for somebody of her caliber who's never really had to work hard, but does work hard, and is so thoughtful is very unique.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So
you hear that, Taylor? We think you're great.
Yeah. Okay. So hire me again.
Trinity, it's been absolutely iconic having you here. But before we wrap up, I've got a burning question. That's not an STI. But I wanted to know, why did you follow me on Instagram? Did you see this fabulous moment coming?
I actually come across a couple of your videos on TikTok, and I thought you were really funny. I also love sex positive commentary, and I just thought it was funny, so I followed you. Plus, you're a cutie.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to be more pleasantly surprised on how nice you were.
Well, I'm glad that you came all the way. You literally flew to Orlando. I don't normally have gentleman callers come all the way from foreign lands to my city.
Yeah.
Just to talk.
Well, perfect.
Usually we're not talking.
Usually, yeah. We're deciding. We're deciding on we're deciding. Stuff over here. A huge shout out to our fabulous Trinity the Tuck for joining us and helping us keep it 100% real. Remember, always say it, slay it, and catch you next time.
Bye.
Bye.